16 GOP-led states sue to stop Joe Biden's huge parole in place amnesty. By Neil Monroe on August 23, 2024. Republicans have filed a lawsuit to block President Joe Biden's parole in place amnesty for at least 500,000 illegal migrants. Under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the federal government is actively working to turn the United States into a nation without borders and a country without laws. "I will not let this happen," Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said in an August 23 statement. He added, "Biden's new parole workaround unilaterally grants the opportunity for citizenship to unvetted aliens whose first act on American soil was to break our laws. This violates the Constitution and actively worsens the illegal immigration disaster that is hurting Texas and our country." This executive office amnesty gives over 1 million illegals legal status, work permits, and a path to voting citizenship, said Stephen Miller, who is part of the lawsuit. "It is brazenly unlawful, a deadly accelerant to the ruinous border invasion, and we will use every lawful tool to stop it." Miller's American First legal law firm is a party to the lawsuit along with 16 attorneys general. Biden announced the amnesty in June after intense lobbying by Mark Zuckerberg's lobby group for West Coast investors, Forward.us. Biden's Cuban-born, pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, is rushing migrants through the amnesty process, despite the near inevitability of large-scale married fraud. ABC News reported on August 21. Cecilia sat in front of her computer repeatedly refreshing the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services webpage on Monday, waiting for the application for the Biden administration's Keeping Families Together program to show up on her screen. Minutes later, she clicked it open and submitted the form in less than 20 minutes. A little more than 24 hours later, she got an email sharing the news that she had been waiting 20 years to hear. Cecilia has already applied for her work permit and plans to apply for lawful permanent residence status as soon as she's able to, ABC reported. Mayorkas has already used ambiguities in the parole law to import more than 1 million economic migrants since 2022. Mayorkas is also pushing a second Biden amnesty from June, dubbed the D3 amnesty, that uses parole to legalize up to 500,000 illegals who have the qualifications to apply for the college jobs sought by U.S. college graduates. Amnesty politics. The dangled amnesty is also pulling potential voters toward Kamala Harris, Forward.us told NBC News. According to Forward.us, a pro-immigration group that advocated for the program, Arizona has some 15,000 people eligible for parole in place. Though they themselves can't vote, they are all married to U.S. citizens who can, and are otherwise embedded in families and communities full of citizens who will benefit indirectly from the policy. Considering that Biden won Arizona in 2020 with 10,457 votes and considering that polling shows razor-thin margins between Harris and Trump, the political impact of the parole-in-place program could be decisive. In general, Democrats want amnesty because it imposes diversity on American society, wins votes from migrants, and strengthens their allies with investors, such as the consumer economy investors represented by Forward.us. The lawsuit says, claiming that it has unfettered discretion, implementation of Keeping Families Together, DHS has announced the creation of a program that effectively provides a new pathway to a green card and eventual citizenship, announcing that it would allow more than 1.3 million aliens who are unlawfully present in the United States, more than 200,000 of whom live in Texas, to circumvent the processes established by Congress to apply for permanent residency. Indeed, DHS aims to accomplish this end run around the law by unlawfully exercising the textually limited authority set forth in 8 U.S.C. Section 1182d. 5. Which states that the DHS secretary may parole into the United States temporarily under such conditions as he may prescribe only on a case-by-case basis for urgent humanitarian reasons or significant public benefit any alien applying for admission to the United States. But the parole authority is not unbounded. DHS may exercise its discretion to parole applicants only on a case-by-case basis for urgent humanitarian reasons or significant public benefit. DHS cannot use that power to parole aliens en masse, which is precisely what PIP amounts to. Further, because the parole power may only be exercised to allow an alien to come into the United States, it may not be lawfully exercised for aliens already present in the country. Media coverage of the Biden amnesty is showcasing the interests of migrants, and it ignores the concerns of Americans who lose jobs, wages, housing, and government resources to the migrants who are favored by Democrats. As for Mario Zambrano, she will be able to travel home to visit her parents and brothers. She can get a driver's license, health insurance, a house, and maybe even vote one day, the Associated Press reported. But there's vast evidence that amnesties and migration make most Americans poorer. Moreover, the amnesties show the government opposes the alternative economic strategy of boosting U.S. productivity and prosperity by reducing migration. NBC News described applicant Rodrigo de la Rosa, an illegal who now works in U.S. construction projects. He is married to the U.S.-born daughter of migrants, said NBC News, and the amnesty could free de la Rosa to travel internationally without worrying about how to get back into the U.S., including to Mexico, to see his older brothers and the nieces and nephews he has never met. And it would allow de la Rosa and his wife, de Alba, to have the wedding of her dreams in Mexico. A big, Mexican wedding, like a really fancy, Jalisco-style wedding, she said.